Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to a new year, friends. Some of you think you are fans, but we are all friends. Well, some of you I consider family because of how you've accepted me into your lives. And I don't mean just the show. I mean I've been to your homes. We've had lunch together, dinner together. We've been to galas or parties together. Private gatherings for ourselves. We've been to church together. We've prayed together. We've done all kinds of things, and I consider you more like family than friends. I don't have to be blood relative to you to feel like I'm willing to do whatever it takes for you. And there are those of you out there who know I would do anything for you. You call, I would be there. And you've earned it. Because you've shown me how much you care about what I do. I need 2024 to be a banner year. So I'm prayerful that we will complete our 500 warriors. I don't know what the number is, but it isn't enough. And the 500 warriors are the people willing to donate $20 per month to keep the wheels on the wagon. Why did that hit my brain? $250. $20. If I could find 500 people to give me $250, all the better. Oh, man, I love to be able to chuckle about this stuff. And for those of you who do, I will tell you this. If you do visit the website, we have a reward for you. And it's called the Transact Card. And it'll more than make up for the $20 you give me every month. If you just spend your normal spending this year, the $20 a month, you'll get it back on that Transact card and then some, because you'll gain vacation points and all this stuff, and you'll be taking vacations for free. It is the best thing that we can do for each other. So I hope you check that out and continue to support what we do. But I really want to thank you. We had one heck of a 2023. Horrible year. Year three of Joe Biden. And I'm going to tell you, I can't have a worse year four or I won't survive it. It's just that true. It's me. I'm being honest with you. I cannot have another year like that. Sadly, we had to let staff go. We did a lot of things that we normally wouldn't have to do. And I'm remembering back at the time when Facebook and Twitter, and we'll get into social media, and all these guys were keeping our message down, and all my friends, the bigger organizations, were laying off dozens and dozens of people, and we kept people going. We kept people going. Kept them on staff. And sadly, 2023 came with inflation and all the things that we were expecting, because you plan for trends. You know, I was planning on the Trump trend, and then suddenly you get this clown into office, and he undoes everything, and inflation hits and all kinds of crazy stuff, and poof, next thing you know, poof. So 2024, I hope, is a great, better year. I do want to make one quick comment about a friend of mine. His name is T. Found out he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. One of my really like family. He's like a surrogate father. I can't tell you how much that man has taught me in the little bit of time I've known him, what he's taught me about life and how to be a gentleman. And just I think he will admit I've taught him much as well. And he's just been such an inspiration in so many ways. He's impacted so many people. And it was funny, we were talking about his stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And he was, hey, well, Kev, we're going to be doing this and trying this experimental thing. He was upbeat. And he moved way away from it quickly and started talking about my youngest son. Yeah, well, Kevin, let's make sure Collier, you know, does this or that. And he goes into that mode. Then he's giving me advice. And he's telling me, You know, when here's the thing that my mom said to me growing up. Never did I have a moment where this man felt sorry for himself. And he wouldn't let me do it. Anyway, we're cheering for him. And he deserves it. He helped me finance Bleeding Blue. If you guys have seen the movie Bleeding Blue at bleedingbluemovie.com, he helped me finance that film. And sent some money for us to make it out of the blue. We didn't ask for it. He sent it personally. Said, put this, you know, to it. So these are the type of people that are in my life. And I want to tell you, we've all got a date with destiny. And I certainly hope 2024, the T gets to hang around, not only this year, but I hope the experimental treatments he goes through helps him hang around even longer. But we've got that date with destiny, and I want you to know that no matter when it comes, and I hope it's not this year, I hope that this is a great year for all of my friends that we all get, and family members. I hope we get what we deserve, what God wants in our lives. But whatever it is, I'm going to tell you this. We have a great year ahead of us, regardless of what happens. I look back at 2023, horrible year. But you know what I can tell you? A great year in so many other ways. We have a heck of a year to look forward to. We're going to get frustrated. We're going to lose some friends. We're going to gain a lot more. But we are going to be frustrated. So prepare yourself for that. But I want you to know this. Our year is going to be so much better than those who do evil in this country. We are going to have one heck of a year. And this is the first broadcast you're hearing from me. This year, I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to celebrate this year despite the strife, the angst, and all the things that the devil's going to throw your way. You are going to have one heck of a year because you're going to watch evil have to fight all year long. It's been holding the truth back like it's in a cauldron. You know, it's just been holding it down, keeping the lid on it. But that truth, that light is going to shine through. Every time that lid pops up and you see that glowing ember, that's the light of truth bubbling over and saying, I'm going to burn all the evil around me. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have one heck of a year. I want you to know this. While we took solace in the holidays and the Christmas season, the holy nature of what we were about, the left continued their wicked ways, looking for ways to cover up their crimes. Are they going to be able to keep it up? I don't think so. I think they're going to have a rough year.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Exposing the truth. There was a, when you were growing up, it was always the truth will come to light, you know, and it does. Pretty much, you know, if you're covering something up, it's really difficult to keep that thing hidden. You know, what's the saying? If two people know the truth and are, you know, a part of a conspiracy, the only way to keep it that way is one of them better be dead, you know, or something like that. Very rarely do things go to the grave. It happens. Not going to say that it doesn't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Thanks for hanging in there. Another year we got together. Hopefully, God willing, right? My brother got COVID over the holidays, and I got to tell you, touch and go. had a few friends get it. And when I say he got it, what I'm getting at is, you, as you get older, things can have an impact on you. And COVID is legit. I mean, it can take people out. It absolutely has. It probably won't. You know, it'll just take you through heck. It took my brother through absolute heck. A couple years ago, it took my uncle. In fact, it was 3 years ago, at this point of the year, that he died of COVID. My most healthy uncle 70, I think Willie was 71 years old at the time. But this guy could be been on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. He's a just amazing athlete. And COVID took him out. I found out, I didn't know this, he got vaxxed. Yeah, he got vaxxed. And COVID took him out. Literally, within weeks of him getting vaccinated, he gets COVID and dies from it. That's another story, another time for another day. But I do want to talk about the truth. And admittedly, the truth coming to the surface has been much more difficult than it has been in the past. It's difficult today to let the light of truth shine through as the forces of darkness try to prevent it. I've done complete shows on lies being told by the left. Some of them we've already talked about, but let's recap. For example, the lies of the media, the fake news media. Has anything changed? Do you think anything has changed from 2023 to 2024? Did it change from 2022 to 2021? You know, going backwards that in those years? What about from 2021 to 2020? The point is, the media has been deceptive and lying for decades. And I don't know about you, I got sucked into it years ago. Didn't know it. And it's only in the last, I'd say, 10 years or so that I went, wait a minute. These are lies. And I've shared some of those revelations with you, being with Justice Thomas. When he said to me, Kevin, I've never said I was going to leave the court. And I saw a TV show that talked about Justice Thomas. It was a court TV type production. And they were like, yeah, Justice Thomas is retiring. So they made an entire TV show about him retiring. And, you know, the people acting as if they were talking to his wife and things like that. I'm not going to get into the details of it. But the point is, it's all fabricated. It's as fabricated as a show you watch in Hollywood. Fabricated. They make up stuff to see how you'll react. So we've got the lies of the media. Let me ask you, think about this. How many stories in the media can you think of that were blatant lies that they should have issued retractions, if not just blatant fall on the sword apologies, and they printed as if it's nothing? Russian collusion, Donald Trump tied to Ukrainian, this, that, and the other. And I could go on and all those, right? How many times have we been told by the Biden administration that inflation is good for the economy and all this other nonsense? So there's the lies that they print. Donald Trump, Russian collusion. You know, Bannon, whomever, I don't even know, Roger Stone. Name the conservative. They will print blatant lies, and then what do? Lie by omission. Won't tell you what Biden.
Oh, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are the most stand-up people in the world. How dare you? The FBI. Oh, how dare anyone attack such a venerable institution?
Lies, lies, more lies, cover-ups, you name it. It's unbelievable. What about social media? What about the number of people in 2023, and certainly going backwards, because I got banned years before this, but we were trying to get the truth out about the vax is not good for you. Don't get it. You know how many things I've seen now that where it says people who got vaxxed are dying? I think I saw something like, it's geometrically more people dying from cancer than before, and it's overwhelmingly they're vaxxed. Have you seen these? Have you seen the studies on myocarditis? In fact, now when they advertise the medicines for any of the Pfizer and all those guys, because they now no longer fall under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, they now tell you may cause myocarditis, pericarditis, and all these other itises from the vaccine. So in other words, take at your own risk. They now tell you. Look at that. You don't have to believe me. But think about all the things that we were trying to talk about, trying to get the word out about, that got completely cut off and remains so to this day. Oh, just so you guys are aware, Seeking Educational Excellence, my nonprofit, built on meritocracy, helping at-risk kids get out of bad situations. We got a notification from Twitter, permanently banned. We hadn't posted on that site, because it's not a big, social media is not a big deal for us there, but we hadn't posted on that site since 2020. They banned SeekingEducationalExcellence.org from any, and what do we post? Oh, Joel just got into Hillsdale, or this kid is, we just put five new kids into a program with the Coolidge Institute. We're sending three kids to D.C. to work with blah, blah, blah. What if, could we possibly have posted that would get us dismissed off of Twitter? No sense, you know, getting to Elon Musk. I'm not a big enough voice. But just think about that. Lies told by the left. We've already talked about these COVID lies, where they lied about the number of people getting the disease, the number of people dying from the disease, forcing people then to get panicked and get a shot that they knew was not ready. And what a lot of people now believe was not, it had nothing to do with them being ready. It just had to be with the lie of get the vax. And what's that going to be? What are the long-term ramifications? We're talking about them. People sick. People unable to have children. We're just at the beginning of this. Wait till they get to the point where they start telling you a little bit of the truth. A little bit. Like they're starting now. Well, now if you take Pfizer, could cause side effects are myocarditis, pericarditis. Your naughty bits might shrink up or whatever. Now they want to tell you a little bit. I'm going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'm going to connect this so pretty, you're going to want to be here.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 30 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of the Japan earthquakes Monday. Residents in West Central Japan were seeking higher ground after the 7.5 magnitude quake triggered tsunami warnings, which have since been lifted. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. About 33,000 people were without power. Some areas have giant cracks in the roadways, making getting the injured to hospitals difficult. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim retrieved from the waters off Maui about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and transported to a nearby hospital. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries Sunday morning. In response to the incident, Baldwin Beach Park and Lower Paia Park were temporarily closed but have since been reopened. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Over the holiday season, nothing changed. The Democrats still kept their target on us, the maggots, they call us, the people who no longer want to accept the government-run rogue. So they got to give us a name, and they love tying it to something that has meaning. MAGA, Make America Great Again. So they tie it to that, and then they do something even better. They tie it to an icon, Donald Trump. And then they villainize the icon so that way they can get him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Get Donald Trump. That's what they want to do. Get them. And I got to tell you, when you watch the left do their evil, perform their wicked ceremonies and get into their cabals and what have you, it is a thing to behold. It's not anything to emulate. In fact, it makes me, I can't describe the emotion I have, but I will tell you, because it's not anger. It's anger with wanting to get even. I can't describe it. I don't know that I have an emotion for it. But it amazes me that there are people out there that all they do is they get up and they plan evil. And they rationalize it. Yeah, see, the left rationalizes it. They say, Donald Trump is so evil. This man is the devil incarnate, that no matter what we do to him, we understand the rules of fair play, but they don't apply to him because he's so evil. And I want to walk you back down that line. Donald Trump, America first, make America great again. Power back into the hands of who? The people. Who are they calling evil? They're calling you evil. For them to get you by any means necessary, they don't care. And if you don't understand that Donald Trump is you, then shame on you. Get Trump is get you. And those people languishing in jail for January 6th are farce. Get you. They're not worried about Trump. He's a symbol. They're happy they have him. He makes it easy. Ask the average lefty, what is it that you don't like about Donald Trump? They can't tell you. He's just okay. Wow. How eloquent. We've got so many clips. It happened over the holidays. I guess we should begin with Donald Trump himself. No, you know what? Let's do this. Let's do the Judge Jeanine clip, because she sets up what Jack Smith tried to do when he went to the Supreme Court to fast track his case against Donald Trump, essentially taking away Trump's ability to fight a case that is so absolutely ridiculous. But Jack Smith said, I'm going to take this away from him. And this is older news. Obviously, a lot of this stuff happened over the holidays. But a little summary doesn't hurt. So here's Judge Jeanine summarizing it.
Judge, first, let's talk about the Supreme Court ruling. What does this mean for the former president?
Well, it is good news for former President Donald Trump. And Jack Smith got a little slapped down. And I don't know, I've said this before, whether his arrogance is more absurd than his ignorance. The truth is, for Jack Smith to assume that because he's got a case, that the Supreme Court should hear it right away, that we should avoid due process and the regular process of appeals going through the appellate process, and that the United States Supreme Court should bend to his whims and his Trump derangement syndrome, he's been slapped down. And the Supreme Court basically said, we're not getting involved in this. Make no mistake that now the issue of immunity will go from the district court, where they are right now, to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and then possibly to the Supreme Court. So the trial that's scheduled for March 4th is never going to start on March 4th because they've got litigation with the Circuit Court of Appeals. And, you know, the Supreme Court is basically saying, look, we don't want to be a part of this. We don't want to be a part of any of this. Respect for the Supreme Court is down since the Obama days, when Obama first started trashing Supreme Court justices at that State of the Union event. I remember it specifically. I think he was looking at Alito. I forget who it was. But what the Supreme Court knows is that it will very soon be deciding the issue of the woke justices on the Colorado Supreme Court, one from Harvard, the other from Yale, the other from Penn, the other from UVA, who have decided that the president cannot be on the presidential primary ballot because they don't think he should, based on their misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. So the Supreme Court knows they've got to decide that soon. It is essential that they do, and they don't want to get involved in the immunity issue. So it inures to the benefit of the president, and it makes Jack Smith look not so smart.
Now, that was her discussing that decision to move everything up. She explains it'll go back to the D.C. Court of Appeals or whatever and could end up back at SCOTUS. It'll delay the March 4th start of this other trial, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how all that's going to play out. But here's what I do know, and what I know other people are beginning to believe, is that this is all meant to keep Donald Trump from being able to go out and campaign. Which, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened with Trump in New York. There was a whole series of these. They got interviewed about should Trump do a rally in the Bronx in New York. And we're going to talk about that probably in the next hour. It was an amazing, amazing, eye-opening discussion around that. So I want to, it's certainly worth covering that in some detail. But I want to go back to this. So now Jack Smith, he gets his hand slapped. He doesn't get what he wants from SCOTUS. So he tries a different tact. And here's Donald Trump being interviewed by John Solomon, and he explains what Jack Smith is doing. And this showcases, again, how the Democrats, they don't care. They will do whatever it takes to get somebody, and the laws go out the window. But anyway, here's Donald Trump explaining it.
Jack Smith says he doesn't want you to be able to introduce evidence in your defense that maybe the January 6th attack was preventable, that police and others had engaged in some security failures, intelligence failures beforehand. Your reaction real quickly to the prosecutor's request today.
No, can you believe this? He's tried to defend Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C., but he tried to defend Nancy Pelosi, who did not do the job. We offered them, as you know, 10,000 troops or National Guard, whatever they wanted, before the event, because I knew it was going to be a very big event. And it wasn't my event. I went and showed up and made a speech. Right. We offered 10,000 people and more if necessary. And if they used 500 people, if they used 200 people, January 6th wouldn't have been January 6th. So can you imagine? This guy says, we don't want to introduce that. Well, that's a very big part of it. She was responsible for January 6th because she didn't take the security that we offered her. We offered her 10,000 troops. And, you know, you had far fewer people than that. It was a very small group of people, relatively, compared to the people listening to the speech, which was, by the way, the largest number of people that I've ever spoken before. Nobody ever talks about that, John. They talk about the group that went down, and peacefully and patriotically, as I said, as you know. They don't mention that either. You know, that wasn't even brought up in the unselect committee. They didn't even use those words. They didn't say that I said the words peacefully and patriotically. This is a very dishonest group of people, and the deranged prosecutor, Jack Smith, he's a deranged human being, unattractive both inside and out. And you look at this guy, he doesn't want me to say that they turned down, and they turned it down in writing, by the way. And what happened is, as you know, the unselect committee deleted and threw out everything. They threw everything out, which would be illegal. If you ever did that in a court, a regular court as a civilian, could you imagine somebody on the right, a Republican or something, somebody doing it? As you know, they deleted and threw out all everything having to do with the hearings. Because a lot of bad things were said about Nancy Pelosi, a lot of bad things were said about a lot of people that they didn't want to get out to the public. So they threw out everything. They deleted everything. There is no information. There's nothing left.
Jack Smith doesn't want Donald Trump to present January 6th evidence in Donald Trump's January 6th trial. I just want you to understand the level of crazy we have here and how the fear that Jack Smith has, because Donald Trump has plenty of evidence and he also has the ability to call into question all of the things that they have. I don't know much about legal stuff. I say this all the time, but I do know when your back is against the wall, why would you do this? Unless you know that the courts are stacked against somebody, why would you do something so stupid? And that's what Jack Smith has done. Alan Dershowitz said Jack Smith could be indicted for omitting Trump's statement on J6 to, quote, remain peaceful. This is what malicious prosecution looks like. Disbar Jack Smith. That was a tweet. One of my favorite tweets was this one. It says, reminds me of the constitutional scholars who claim the government could cut off your legs because the Second Amendment only protects your rights to be armed. Yeah, people are starting to notice the craziness of it all.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And that is going to require a debrief of its own. Marcia, to the point that David is making, part of the reason this is true is because Donald Trump has figured out how to use all of these legal cases and build a counter-narrative where he is the victim. There's new reporting from Politico. It dives into how Trump uses the legal woes to boost his campaign. Quote, logistics aside, the constant legal developments are lending shape to Trump's campaign narrative, a slow drip of grievance politics in which Trump casts himself As a victim of the establishment, including the justice system, despite controlling many of its levers for 4 years as president, it is pretty wild that a person who was president of the United States, commander-in-chief for 4 years, is somehow able to bill himself as an outsider to the establishment. I do wonder, Marcia, given the dynamics that David laid out, given that new reporting from Politico, where that leaves Democrats heading into 2024.
This definitely feels like the Trump show. It's about him. It's all about him. It's not about the voters. And so the more time that he spends in the courtroom talking about himself, the less time he's on the campaign trail talking to real families and feeling that impact. So you got to wonder, when is the breaking point for us to start thinking maybe we don't want this guy? He is definitely not talking to us. He is not talking to the voters, and he's not saying the things that they really want to hear. And it's a sharp contrast to what Biden is doing and definitely saying.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I love this clip for so many reasons, because the left doesn't understand. They're already answering their questions. Many of you figured it out. You were listening to it going, wait a minute, whoa, I get it. You don't get it, lefties. You get it, but they don't get it. Think about what they said. So it's grievance politics. Donald Trump is just about grievance politics. He's wrong. He's guilty of all this stuff. Why is he bothering to fight this stuff? I mean, doesn't he know that he really did not turn over the reins of government over to Joe Biden on whatever day Joe Biden took office? He wanted an insurrection. He did everything he could to stop from being, they were going to have to take him out of the White House in a tank. No, he just gave over the keys, left Joe Biden a note saying, you know, I won. And that was it. But they got to build a narrative. Grievance politics. How dare he think he got cheated? Everybody knows Joe Biden got 81 million votes. A man who couldn't get 20 people at a rally. A guy who 20% of the Democrats themselves said, we think he's demented. A guy who couldn't get 80%. I think the most Joe Biden got unopposed, running unopposed in any race during the primaries, when I'm talking about in 2020, was 82%. In other words, 18% of the people everywhere he went rejected him. And in Georgia, when he ran unopposed, nobody running against him, he got 56% of the Democratic vote. But he rallied all those people together because, oh man, everybody loves Joe Biden. He's everybody's grandpa, uncle, brother. And so it's Donald Trump playing grievance politics. He's playing the victim. How dare he play the victim when Barack Obama weaponized the entirety of the DOJ against him? He still won. The entire time while he was president, the residual legacy Obama DOJ weaponized the DOJ against Donald Trump. They beat him in a coup and then set up January 6th to make it look like he was fighting against the Republic, and they made it so big that it was bigger than the Civil War, bigger than Pearl Harbor. And the only person who died at the hands of anybody was Ashley Babbitt. Everybody else died of either natural causes, who knows, but certainly wasn't because of the insurrectionist. You know what I hate? I hate that when Donald Trump and the Republicans even refer to January 6th, they should call it what it is. They make it sound, well, you know, I was going to release 10,000 troops just in case. January 6th would have never happened. What do you mean it would have never happened? You mean a peaceful march? Let me tell you what would have never happened. If the Democrats had not weaponized the FBI and other elements of the DOJ, worked in conjunction with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, what wouldn't have happened is January 6th. We wouldn't have had the attempt to pretend to have an insurrection that we had. That's the way it should be described. No differently. Then they go on to talk about Donald Trump controlled the lever for 4 years. No, he didn't. The legacy of Barack Obama controlled the levers for 4 years. An internal In Donald Trump's own administration, he had rhinos and Democrat legacy thugs, deep state swamp rats, working against him. And the outcome was he lost his rightful second term. But then they touch on something that cracks me up. He said he's going to spend more time in court talking about himself and less time talking to the voters. And that's what Biden's going to do. Biden's going to have the opportunity to talk to the voters. Biden is talking to the voters right now. And you know what the voters are saying? Get out of here, old man. We're done with you. We've got a clip. We're going to do, I'm going to do a separate thing on this clip, but I'd like to play this clip. And it just goes, it talks about people in New York, the Bronx, because they were talking about having a rally for Donald Trump in the Bronx. I'm going to talk a lot more about it, but I want to play this clip because I want you to see what this is about. This is no setup. This isn't somebody with a sign up saying, I support Trump, come let me know. This is a woman going up to people saying, if Donald Trump had a rally, would you go? Here's the clip.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come. Because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter. And I would support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love. And, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
So, you tell me...
We want Trump to come back. Please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump. Because the Bronx need a change. And we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
Reporting for Newsmax in the South Bronx, New York, I'm Kara Castronova.
As I mentioned, I'm going to do an entire segment on that because another time. That clip, I don't know if you've seen the actual clip. There's maybe one white person, maybe two. All those folks are blacks, Puerto Rican, some Hispanic. I don't know what. But maybe there's one, maybe two white folks. These are down-home, you know, run-of-the-mill black folks. And they're like, I would bring people. I support them. Man, we need Donald Trump. You think the left wants you to know that Donald Trump has that level of, you know, of support in a blue state, supposedly? I remind you, one of my actuaries said, Kevin, we did the numbers, and we think Donald Trump actually won New York in 2020. He got cheated out of New York. I'm running out of time, but I want to tell you, a CNN analyst says Jack Smith should just admit to election interference.
Ellie, what would it sound like? How would Jack Smith explain it if he were to follow the advice that you just offered?
Yeah, it's a tough position because in the prosecutorial platonic ideal, Jack Smith would not be thinking about the election date at all, because to consider the election date violates longstanding DOJ policy and practice, written and unwritten. But given the obvious reality, which any common sense person can see, that he is thinking about the election date, my advice would be, and he can take this or leave this, admit it. Let's just drop the subterfuge and the artifice. Let's just say what everybody knows you're doing. And I think the most palatable way to phrase that, the least political way, is to say if Donald Trump gets elected under longstanding DOJ policy, he can't be tried. And that means we would have this trial put on hold for 4 years until January of 2029, at which point we would lose witnesses, we would lose evidence. I mean, a four-year delay, it makes it really unpalatable to try a case in 2029. So I think if, given the position Jack Smith has put himself in, he should just acknowledge it and he should phrase it in terms of legitimate DOJ prerogatives.
The left want you to know we're doing it because we can. You can't stop us. They want to rub it in your faces.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.